There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're still talking about Hillary Clinton and the Scooby-mobile announcing in a video announcement on Sunday. Marco Rubio also throwing in on Monday. Who's got next? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And Hillary's all about the economy, the economy, the economy, the economy. Marco Rubio is about the dream. And Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, is all about changing the overreach of big government, as is Rand Paul somewhat. On the Republican side, all three have some differences in where they see us going in the future, and then some massive similarities. Of course, Hillary Clinton is the polar opposite of what the three Republicans are talking about here in this very, very early, early stages of campaigning for 2016. And, you know, this is more of the same. It's what exactly we knew was going to happen. So I don't think there's any great surprises here. There's going to be more Republicans that jump into this, and maybe there'll be a few Democrats. But the Democrats, they're just window dressing because it's Hillary Clinton. So we're not thinking, and certainly I'm not thinking, that there's anyone that's really going to challenge Hillary Clinton for that nomination. She's got it. So it's all about Hillary, which in one way, and certainly Rens Priebus knows this, the man behind the Republican Party who's pulling the strings on, politically speaking, on what the Republicans are doing. He knows that it's Hillary. He knew it was Hillary. So they've planned for this. And how do you go after her or leave her alone? Or what do you do? What's the strategy? Focus on what the Republicans are doing and the Democrats aren't. It seems like that's going to be what the mission is. More of here's what we're doing, here's what they're not. Here's what we're doing, here's what they're not. And on down the line, for sure. And by the way, because so many people think that there's no bipartisan cooperation whatsoever, would you believe that there have been a couple of bills that are just being kicked around and bada bing, boom, going through? And there is bipartisan support for several things, several important things that we've been talking about, like not chopping the DOCS money from Medicaid by 20% plus. Huge problem, because there were a lot of doctors that weren't going to take it, which would then affect people who liked the doctors they were going to, but the doctors said they couldn't handle that kind of a cut, and it was headed in that direction. Lo and behold, there was enough support from the Democrats and from the Republicans to stop that in its tracks, which is a very good thing. Right here from the get-go, switching from politics to air flight, although that can be political, can it? I think the scariest thing that I saw throughout the day, I read a ton of things today that people sent me that I was looking at. And while we have the, while we've got so many people concerned about these no-fly lists, and the feds updating the no-fly list so that suspected terrorists can, I guess, learn why they were denied boarding a flight while that's happening, Would you believe a new report out is warning that hackers could bring down planes using passenger Wi-Fi? So that Wi-Fi has become so critical to so many people. Look around the next time you're on a plane. I don't care where you're going. And look at all the people with all their devices on. It's huge to use Wi-Fi on a plane. Internet access is across the board. But now with this report that says the Government Accountability Office is, I mean, I think this is chilling, saying that the access that's available on commercial flights makes it possible for hackers to take down a plane. Now, the report doesn't say that it'd be easy to do or even likely, but they say that as airlines and the FAA attempt to modernize planes and flight tracking with internet technology, attackers have a new vulnerability they could exploit. And it's called Wi-Fi, baby. A worst-case scenario is that a terrorist with a laptop could sit on the plane with the passengers and take control of the plane using the passenger Wi-Fi. Wow, that to me, that is frightening. You know what? If they have to not have Wi-Fi and we don't have to be connected, I'm cool with that. Seriously. Can we not have Wi-Fi versus let's see how we can get around this problem? I mean, that's a serious vulnerability. And I wondered that when that first started to happen, I thought, you know what? All these other computers are being hacked into. How easy would it be to do that on a plane? I mean, not specifically, I wasn't thinking somebody sitting there with a laptop, but that makes sense. Because if you think of the cockpit, that's their computers. Now planes are like computers. That's part of the problem. Sometimes when there's problems on a plane. So it's like a self-contained unit, the cockpit. They're not connected, supposedly, to the same system used by passengers with movies or work or any of that. But as they start to update those systems, you know, it's not that uncommon for Wi-Fi systems to share routers or any kind of internal wiring. So that's not very good news. And according to the report, the FAA and cybersecurity experts told investigators the airlines are relying on firewalls to create barriers. But firewalls are software. They could be hacked. Look what's being hacked into. That doesn't make you feel good, does it, about flying? And having track planes? And you can track planes from your phone. I have it. I have the flight tracking app. All of you could get it. It's so easy just to even know where the planes are. So that would make it, I would think, pretty easy to go after a plane. When I say easy, they'd have to do lots of reconnaissance, but I don't think it would be impossible or incredibly far-fetched, for them to figure out a way, somebody who wants to bring a plane down, not that far-fetched that they can't make the big attempt and play around with the system, especially if the router ends up being vulnerable, which it could be. So if they had to tell me, listen, no Wi-Fi, because we got to figure this out, I'm cool with that. If you have to say no Wi-Fi so that somebody doesn't just hack into the system and bring the plane down, yikes. I mean, look, lasers are already a problem with people shooting lasers into the sky that are hitting pilots' eyes, let alone figuring out a way to have access to the Wi-Fi, the routers, etc., that are on the plane. Yikes. Frightening. Frightening stuff. All right, coming up on America Tonight, in our next segment, we're going to have an interesting conversation with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She's been on the show many times. She is our resident, what I affectionately call head shrinker. I'll call her the head shrinker. And she has a few things to say about Hillary Clinton running for president and the whole.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist
who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself. itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to America. Tonight's one of our favorite guests here on the show. You guys love her in the nooks and crannies out there in America. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is in our virtual green room. She's a research psychologist and psychoanalyst, and she's the author of a great book, What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. So Hillary Clinton announces her candidacy over the weekend. There's been tons of reaction to it. And one of the things that kind of has been lost in the conversation, not the first time around so much when she ran, but what would the impact be of a woman president? What would kind of an impact would that have on the United States? I think it's a great thing to talk about. So, Dr. Birnbaum, thanks as always for coming on America tonight. Were you, you're not surprised by Hillary Clinton's announcement, but were you surprised by the way she did it and jumped into the van, the Scooby-Doo van, as she's calling it, and decided to take it down a notch and not do the big theatrics and the giant announcement with 10,000 people behind her?
You know, she's trying very hard to change her image. The sad part about all this is that she does have, you know, this feministic view of what it's like to be running for the presidency in our country as a woman. And that view, that reaction has not changed since I wrote the book many, many years ago about What Price Power for Women. And this is what's going on right now. She is being scrutinized for her character rather than her platform. And that is a dilemma right now for her. Even though she has really the popularity vote, people know her. They know her accomplishments. They know what she's gone through. Yet she is being interviewed differently than her male counterparts are being interviewed. So here it is. We are at this stage in our lives that this age of this century, 2015, 2016, when we're going to be voting in a new president, and how are we looking at women today? What are the implications? Where is the change? So she really is trying to change her character, but then again, are we allowing her to change it when she's being interviewed? The questions that are asked are very few questions about what is she trying to do that's going to be different. How is she going to change our economy, the way we posture ourselves with our foreign relations? She's a brilliant person. She has a very high IQ. She thinks very quickly, but she's not being presented in that manner. So I forgot your question, but that was my answer.
So what, why
forever,
is she?
That's the problem.
No, I agree. This is fascinating. And like you said, you wrote a book about this. Why is it that, is it the United States behind compared to other countries? Because there have been a lot of other countries that have had female leaders, and I don't know that they've been scrutinized quite as badly.
That's a very insightful question. And the reality is that Hillary herself demonstrates herself to be more feminist. There are other women who are in politics who don't create that kind of reaction. And so because of that, she is inducing feelings of being aggressive as a woman. And what does that mean? Being aggressive is not a positive reflection of her behavior. Being assertive is, but the sad part about our society is when a woman is assertive, often, as Hillary happens to be, a lot more than a lot of other women in politics, they see it as a negative. So there are different implications of her behavior and the way we respond to Hillary herself. Not the candidate as a female, but the candidate who is Hillary.
So then let's just take this a step further. A woman president, what kind of an impact would that be in the United States to other girls, other women, that kind of thing?
Well, that's also a very important question because it would be an extremely positive impact. You know, my research has shown that when women are successful in careers, relationships shift. They have more decision-making in the home, and their whole lifestyle changes more with equality as in regard to the same lifestyle as the men have. So things really shift drastically in every measure, and that's what will happen if Hillary or a woman will become president of the United States.
Yeah, and why is that? What was eye-popping about your research that jumped out at you?
What jumped out at me was that respect is gained when a woman who is independent makes it on her own in a high-status field. And because of that independence, that means that she can have equal say in everything else in her life. It seemed to go hand in hand with relationships, in a marriage, with financial decisions, with friendships. She just is respected more across the board. And it's sad. It's a sad commentary in our lives as well, because, you know, motherhood is extremely important and a priority on a woman's list. But as far as self-esteem, self-respect, and empowerment, having high-status careers is what really does that. You know, women who don't have these opportunities, because not all women do,
right,
they often tend to manipulate more because that's the only thing they have. They don't have a comfort level that other women who are accomplished have.
Wow, that really tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do you turn that around?
I'm telling you, that's why I'm more comfortable with women who are comfortable with themselves.
Right.
Because they're easier to have around. because they're fulfilling their own needs. They don't have to prove anything.
Yeah. And so when you have when you have to prove something, there's that chance of the gossip or tearing the other woman down. Remember, that used to be the saying that why do women not help each other? And that, I guess, certainly you've revealed that reason, might be what it is.
Yeah, for sure. And
wow.
So they're harder to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When men and women have balanced roles, when they're, respected and valued and all that kind of stuff across the board, what do you think that means for the nation?
When they have balanced roles, with my research, this is what happens as far as the way we look at each other in general, that we don't look at women as subservient anymore. And the men who have these kind of relationships with women and equality outside the home bring those relationships inside the home to their wives, to their partners, and they are also treated in the same manner. And, a professional man, men who are involved with women with high-status careers make better husbands as well, better than businessmen, who often have women as personal assistants or secretaries, and who are used to dominating women in their roles.
Wow, that's fascinating stuff. What do you think, you're there in New York. What's the reaction overall? I mean, you said it a lot in the beginning with Hillary Clinton, but just based on what you're seeing from her, I mean, kind of put politics aside, in the polls she's still ahead. She's ahead of some of the Republican men for sure. Do you think she wins this thing?
There's a good possibility. We don't even know of anybody else. The only person we really know about is Hillary. She has experience. She has a history. We don't have anyone to compare her to, even though she has a reputation of being arrogant, of somebody who's too pompous, too full of herself, the way she speaks. Even though all this negativity surrounds her, and we don't talk about her platform, which really is something that we will find out about eventually, she is the one that we all know about and we're all comfortable about. I think this country no longer wants to try someone who's not experienced. They're not looking for a new cause. They're looking for someone who is traditional, who has proved themselves, and can give them what they know they will be getting from that person. They want somebody that's more solid this time around.
All right, I like it. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, interesting stuff. The book, it's great, it's perfect. What Price Power, an in-depth study of the professional woman in a relationship. Pick it up, Amazon.com. Thanks, Dr. Birnbaum.
My pleasure, always.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Emails on this show. You can always throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283 or do what so many do and shoot us an email, americatonight.net. No lack of opinions in the ATN stratosphere. On that note, let's check the mail back.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Fred. I don't know that we've ever had Fred emails before. Yo, yo, Kate. And the rest of America tonight. How about what's happening with Hillary Clinton? Very few people recognizing her on that trek to Iowa. Then once she gets there, she's at the community college, and of course they knew who she was. But I wonder if there's kind of a trend that more people won't recognize her than recognize her. That can't bode well for her political aspirations of being president. I think it's kind of strange, because I guess I just think that you see her picture so much that you would recognize her. You know, even if it was younger Hillary Clinton, she has recognizable features, but I guess people aren't seeing it. They when they look, they don't see her for some reason. But I don't know. Does that mean, is that foreboding? Does that mean Hillary Clinton's going to have problems because people aren't even going to recognize her? That'd be a problem if you're running for president and nobody knows. Who are you? You're running for president? Okay. That sounds good. This one completely different from Joe, who says, I know you're into the whole space deal, and I know you've talked about SpaceX. How about the booster rocket landing failing, basically? I don't know if you saw that story or not, Kate, but I've been paying attention to what's happening here with Elon Musk and what they're learning or not learning. But apparently there's still some more tweaks that have to be done. Yeah, not surprisingly, there are some things that have to be done. Tuesday it happened. They had a two-stage rocket that had an uncrewed cargo spacecraft, and it was on a flight from Cape Canaveral to the International Space Station, because that's what it's come to. You either pay for a ride from Elon Musk or the Chinese or the Russians, because we're not doing it, right? And the trying to land a rocket stage on a floating barge for the first time is what they were trying to do, and it was unsuccessful, so they couldn't have been psyched about that. In fact, I saw a tweet from Musk, who's the founder of SpaceX, and he said, ascent successful, Dragon en route to space station. Rocket landed on drone ship, but too hard for survival. So they got to figure that out, because they have to be able to do that. So it, you know, the rocket landed, but then it tipped over. So that's the problem with it. And they tried to do this before back in January, but it hit a weird angle and it exploded. So they said they're going to just keep trying and hope that they can land the rockets on the ground. Ugh. Hope's not a great strategy, unfortunately. I'm sure he's not thrilled about that. The explosion was kind of worse. But not good that they can't land it without it tipping over either. So they're going to have to mess around, I think, with that. Then there's this one from Jake in Austin. Kate Rubio in. Now we got three. How many do you think there will be on the Republican side declaring in the end? You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, we know Chris Christie, there's a push for Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, but he hasn't said that. You've got Dr. Ben Carson, you have Scott Walker. There are, really, honestly, there could be double digits. You could see 10 people actually go for it. I mean, it is pretty wide open. If enough people talk you into it, and they start talking to you about, boy, you'd make a great president. Well, we've got this backing, and we have that backing, and we like, you know, what you're talking about when it comes to the economy, immigration, and the right people come to your house and talk to you and have that conversation. Yes, it's got to be kind of heady stuff. And so a lot of people try to grab that brass ring. For some reason, that premature gray that happens to you when you get in the White House. So, I don't know, it wouldn't be shocking to me if in the very beginning you saw up to 10, which would be wild. But it would be the same thing all over again. You'd have hardly anybody on the Democratic side, and then you'd have a beauty pageant array of contestants for the Republicans. But this year, or this time around, 2016, is a lot different than 2018. Another two-term president. And it's really Hillary Clinton in the field. That's what it is. And it's what's really crazy, and I talked about this, is you think Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush both going for the Hispanic vote, what they can scrape up, because the Hispanics are still saying they're voting Democratic, or the majority of them. Both of them speak fluent Spanish. There's reasons that they could persuade a voting block of Hispanics, but they'd have to be more conservative, not voting for the Democrat, and most vote for the Democrats still. Even if you have conservative Cubans, you still have many other groups that don't go that way. This one from Hell, and that's Hell, like H-E-I-L, who says, hi, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while. Mostly I download it, but when my schedule permits me, I listen to you live. So my big question is, what happens with Iran? Do you think that June date comes up and there's some kind of a deal and the sanctions fall away? You know, it's kind of looking that way. The Iran bill passed a committee, and the White House, though, is saying, you know, when it clears that first committee hurdle, which it did, the White House is saying we can sign a compromise Iran bill. So what does that mean? What's the fuss about then? And, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, who, again, is still the prime minister of Israel, not psyched about where this is headed. But there's been all this crazy tension over what's going to happen with this potential nuclear deal. And now you have 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue saying the president would be willing to sign a compromise version, which is kind of what they were hinting at before. So the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which is the biggie, unanimously approved the new version, which Democratic lobbying had kind of watered down. And so they took that vote on Tuesday afternoon. So it seems like we had so much crazy fuss over it. Now it's not, it's like, okay, yeah, so we did it. I mean, I guess, there was one Republican senator, Jeff Flake. I caught him on the tube for a brief minute, and he said, well, the White House blinked. They certainly blinked. That's what happened here. So I guess that's what it is. Congress imposed the sanctions, and Congress can lift them permanently. So they had a role in this, and I guess the White House is saying, yeah, great, they're acknowledging that. So the all of the dust-up was for what? And that's what Bob Corker was saying. That's what the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was saying, that we've got integrity in this process, and Congress is reviewing it, and you can't lift congressionally mandated sanctions, which is what's been happening or being the big threat there. So, I mean, that's a good thing. If they're getting past that, I mean, of course, why not move forward? It's a waste. It's a waste of breath going over this again and again and again. Although, I think we're miscalculating Iran. And once you do lift those sanctions, then you got to hope that, okay, you're rolling the crazy, wild-eyed, diplomatic, dice, and you're thinking, yeah, we're going to have access, and you don't think there's some secretiveness to what the Iranians are doing? Look how tight they are with the Russians, although the Russians are part of this group that came together, so they're part of the group. Go figure. This one from Kent, who says, Kate, did you hear what the cops said after that South Carolina shooting? Everybody's been playing the audio. And, yes, they have the voice of the officer who, of course, is fired, Slager. And you can hear him in the recording afterwards talking about what happened. I mean, this is brutal for North Charleston because, I mean, here we go again. Now we've had protests today on the Brooklyn Bridge or on Tuesday over what happened in Charleston and some of the other shootings that have happened. But the audio that came out immediately after, you can hear him in both of them. And in the first recording, an officer talks to Slager about what happened. He says, once they get here, it'll be real quick. They're going to tell you, you're going to be off for a couple of days, and we'll come back and interview you then. They're not going to ask you any type of questions right now. They're going to take your weapon. It'd probably be a good idea to jot down your thoughts about whatever happened once the adrenaline stops pumping. So then there was the second audio was from the dash cam inside the patrol call, and there's a phone call between Slager and someone that they think is probably his wife, and he tells her, hey, everything's okay, I just shot somebody. He grabbed my taser, yeah, he was running from me, I'm fine. So if convicted of murder, because he is charged with murder, the former cop would face up to life in prison, can you imagine, or the death penalty, although it's probably not going to be, I can't imagine it's a death penalty case. If he gets life in prison, or any prison, and he's in prison in Carolina, whoa, look out. Any cops are, I mean, they're targets in prison. Absolutely. But then some would say, well, look what happened there. It's really ripping apart parts of Charleston. They're talking about it every single day. Of course they are. you have any thoughts you want to send them to us, do it, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
After 70 years, it's what a ghost stands for. To unlock the door, all around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
Turn, as they say in NASCAR, we're going through three and four, heading for the checkered. So you know what that means. We got to have some fun on this show. We do have some fun on this show. Thanks for all the emails. And like I said before, you can always email us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So, you know, sometimes in the wacky craziness of all that infuriates us, and I call that the buzz in the backyard, sometimes in between all of that, there's actually what I call the lighter fare that is worth mentioning. You want to know what the lighter fare is? I dug up a whole bunch of it for you, okay? You know, I don't know. It's not necessarily lighter, but I'll just call it interesting. How's that? interesting news, not necessarily lighter news. This is a crazy, I guess this is just a crazy story, but so many people are gamers where they game themselves into sickness. Now there's like a sickness for gaming too much. And there have actually been people who they say have died because they just don't rest until they just pass out, which is unbelievable to me. I can't even fathom it. But a California man tore a tendon in his thumb, they say, after playing a puzzle game on his smartphone too much. It's pretty wild because the injuries are pretty painful, but he wasn't noticing any pain when he was playing. That's what the doctors are saying that treated him. It shows that video games could numb people's pain and contribute to that whole video game addiction thing. That's a big part of what they're investigating now. So what was he playing, this 29-year-old? He was playing Candy Crush Saga. A lot of people play that. He was on his smartphone for 6 to 8 weeks, all day. How are you? Is he independently wealthy? What is he doing? He's on a smartphone. Could you imagine yourself in that situation? You're on your smartphone for 6 to 8 weeks all day. He played the game with his left hand while he used his right hand for other things. Wow. Now, wonder why he tore a tendon. And the guy said playing was kind of a secondary thing, but it was constantly on. So they did the MRI on his hands, and doctors say that he had a ruptured tendon because of what was moving his thumb so much. So he needed surgery. Oh, if I need surgery because I'm playing Candy Crush, oh, there is something definitely wrong in my world. Can you feel me on that one out there? Come on, Candy Crush. And now I've got to have an operation. I guess it's just the whole excitement thing over playing the game. They say it's like a natural, it's like a runner's high. And then when you come off the runner's high, you realize, oh, I just crushed my tendon. And here's the thing, to answer the question in all seriousness, the man who was doing the Candy Crush thing had just left the military and was between jobs. But, boy, here's the problem with that whole addiction thing. Relationships, work, finances, not good. I think you got to limit yourself. You might enjoy it, but all good things must come to an end eventually. It's just how much Candy Crush can you play? And then the fact that he had to have surgery. Oh, avoid surgery at all costs, especially from playing a game. Oh, I would not have wanted to hear those words. Oh, so sorry, we just x-rayed you. What's wrong is that you need surgery. Oh, man. All right, have you seen the Apple Watch yet? So they launched the product in April, but they sold so many that orders take more than a month to ship. Anything Apple does, it just flies off the shelf, let's face it. People waiting in line for Apple. That's as crazy in a different way as any Apple products. That's as crazy in a way as the addicted video gamers. So the company sells tens of millions of iPhones every quarter. Then they have this watch. A million, it was pre-ordered, they think, about a million times this weekend. They sold out within 6 hours, and the shipping times on the watches are like a month from now. So, the Apple Watch, it is the latest, greatest thing. How many computers do we need? Because it's a computer. That's basically what your watch is. So you can check your email and all of that. I mean, eventually, will we even need to have conversations with each other? Because how are we going to have conversations when all we're doing is playing with our gadgets? And you can test this theory out in a small town, a big city, wherever. But it's so crazy. What's happening in airports, what's happening walking down the street, how how addicted people are to checking their, I think it's checking emails more than anything. I think that's what it is. And looking for messages or text messages or, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's what mostly you're seeing. With people that have those watches, with people that have their iPhones out. It's not so much, it's really the text and the emails, pretty much. Pretty much. All right, I think this is cool. And this was another thing I bumped into. This thing about these archaeologists excavating a temple site in Cairo. They discovered part of a chapel that was used by a pharaoh, they say, 2,300 years ago. The chapel was built by one of the first kings. And clearly, it's pretty good what they found. You can tell it's cool. It's got writing on it. It's wild. And they made it at, they came up with this at a site, on the site. They were just digging around. And they found this in the capital of Helopolis, which was kind of a sprawl in Cairo at the time. And this was the king from the 30th dynasty that ruled from 380 to 340 BC. It'd be wild to be on that crew and you unearth that. You take your little broom, you know, the little hand brooms they have, just like in Indiana Jones, and then they push aside the sand that's in the way and look at it and read it. That is crazy. And it was a joint team. It was an Egyptian-German team that excavated the site. And they are hoping they're going to uncover the rest of the temple during the excavation season, which is now. They say it's so rare. That kind of a find is very rare. After a lot of the stones from the sites were used in construction of the Islamic Cairo in the 20th century. So finding that is big for any archaeologist. And, you know, this is radio, but if I were to describe it to you, you'd see all this writing on top of it, and it's pristine looking. So you know when you uncover that you have something, but then the question becomes, well, what is it? What is it that you have? And they figured it out pretty quickly, scurrying around to try to nail down what error and what it was they were looking for, but the writing was pretty clear, and I think that gave them the biggest hint possible. The biggest hint. All right, coming up in our next hour, a conversation with Stephen Kelly, free money guy. He's got some great advice for you. If you miss it, just go into our archives, GCNlive.com, dig it up. And take a listen to it. Thanks for listening.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.